Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and they said it couldn't be done, but somehow Flacco has brought perhaps the most dangerous man in Los Angeles, at least to some people, to people who don't want to be reacted to.
Yes.
The one and only Milk 74 is in the building. How you doing, Milk?
I'm good. I'm groovy. I'm groovy like a good movie. Oh, yeah, my bad. I'm groovy like a good movie.
We got the McLaren merch.
Yeah.
I like that. Keeping it. High end.
Keeping it simple.
I like simple. That. But okay, what made you decide that now was the time to make your return after I think like 4 years?
I begged him to come.
You begged.
I didn't know. Asked me a few times.
Okay, and I had mentioned that I was open to it on the Whack podcast as well.
I seen that, but before that, I mean, he had hit me up in my DM like a few months ago, maybe. Yeah. I was like, you want to come? I was like, I don't know. But I was thinking about it. It wasn't out of the discussion.
Right.
It just, I don't know, I thought about it. And then when he asked me this time, I was like, why not? There's no reason not to.
A compelling narrative that I imagine a lot of people are going to latch on to would be the idea that an enemy of my enemy is a friend of mine.
Yeah, I mean, that play a part, too. Yeah, I mean, it's the art of war. Yeah, you can't let them breathe. You're not supposed to let your opposition breathe.
Right.
But so I mean, that played a part, Loki.
You were on Back on Fig, what, like a couple months ago? And then what was it that made you decide that you were over that relationship?
They interviewed the Gilligan who lied about pulling up to my house.
Right, with the Gilligan shooter face. Situation, right.
Yeah, they interviewed him and I just left, like the prior week. People think I just go at people for no reason. I didn't go at them for no reason. It's been a lot of snake type of activity in my eyes. And I just don't... I don't want to be a part of it. But that was the last straw that broke the camel's back. I'm like, if I just left, why would you turn around and interview him for no reason?
Right.
But just to talk about him saying he put up to my house with no evidence, no proof, no nothing to back up these claims.
Because that's what they always accuse me of doing. It's like I interview somebody and then interview somebody who doesn't f*** with them or whatever. I was totally taken by surprise when G-Face busted out that story about going to your crib. Can we get your version of that story?
It's no version because nothing happened. Honestly, if you think, okay, let's just, if somebody that don't like me from a reaction that I did catch me and they act like he act, where is the violence? You didn't do nothing? You didn't record me? Nothing happened? It's just bullshit.
And like, I know G-Face, and the idea that G-Face would turn down the opportunity to get a video clip of kicking on the door and screaming at Milk through the door, like, for sure, that was the biggest problem I had with the story. Is like, if that happened, he would capture it and he would put it on Instagram. That shit would be viral as fuck. We all know it.
He would have had way more interviews besides this one to go talk about it on, right?
I mean, I think a lot of people were kind of skeptical just because it seemed like there's usually proof in this day and age.
It's been situations where people, like, I remember I was at one apartment and a TMZ crip recorded me from like 10 feet back and was yelling my name. I didn't hear him. I didn't even know I was getting recorded.
Oh, I remember that one, yeah.
But he recorded. He actually recorded. It's another video of some Gilligans, like two lanes. They in like two lanes of traffic on the side of me. Speaking low out of a car saying, Milk, you Gilligan. They recorded it. He didn't record shit. So you came to my house, you made me do all this, and you didn't record nothing? And I'm the clout token that you desperately searching for. And this put the icing on the cake. I didn't even know who he was until somebody sent me a clip of a No Jumper episode with him, and they said a rapper that just got out of jail, G-Uno or whatever.
Thompson G-Uno.
Yeah, and they was saying that, oh, that dude, G-Face, he used to be from another hood. He was from White Fence. It's paperwork on his name. So now me, I go start doing my little investigation, homework, and I find videos. I find paperwork with his name on it. I find a video where he did an interview, and he said, "They I don't know what type of interview, but they asked him what's his name, and he said, my name is whatever his name is, and that's on the paperwork, bro. But if somebody pulled up to my house, and I called him a snitch and a hood hop, and you didn't do nothing, and you caught me at my house, and you with five males, and then you telling people you went with one of my homies that know me. I don't know this individual, but why this individual wasn't on the camera during the interview? Where is his face at? Put him out there.
I don't know. I mean, I was always just kind of taken aback by that story. It just didn't really
seem
real.
If you catch Milk after Milk called you a snitch, hood hop, and then you don't do nothing, and then you come with a story, that should just let people know. But, I mean, people should just know. The people that know, that dude's name used to be Little Ghost.
Right.
From Armenian Power.
Okay.
Something happened where he went, whatever happened, and he jumped to another gang that gang don't get along with. And it was
Fence.
A situation at a park.
Yeah. Serrano Hood.
It was a situation at a park where something happened, and his name is in the court documents saying he took the stand, he said certain shit and all that. So if you caught me and I said all that and you didn't do nothing, that's just wild. But, yeah, he never caught me nowhere.
Wait, so in the paperwork it says that he took the stand and told on the people who...
Something happened. It was a dude that used to be from his hood. It's like he got into it because... G-Face thought that the dude was sleeping with his baby mama. Mm-hmm. That started their beef. Yeah. Some dude named, I don't even know his name, but it's one of his homies that he's on pictures with.
But he pulled up to Brant Park in Glendale and basically started shooting at G-Face. And,
oh, really?
Yeah, which is funny to me just because that's the park where Lena used to like hang out as a kid. So it's kind of crazy imagine there being a fucking shooting there. But then that's the whole thing is like he says that he didn't tell. Everybody is kind of pushing the narrative that he did or whatever. But he also, for the record, he says he was never Armenian Power.
Well, it's pictures in his rap songs of this. It's proof. This is, you could go back to these videos, these comments that saying, oh, this little ghost, he's a rat, or he used to be from Armenian Power. Like, so I, you know, but it is, people gonna lie, people gonna say whatever they say, because they, if they mention me, they get a No Jumper interview, they could get a Cam Capone interview, they could get all these, or they could get posted on Flocko page or something.
Yes.
You know? Wait,
you'll post any random person who talks about Milk? Is that the policy?
To be fair, though, I have, like, called Milk and like, in the past and said, listen, I've gone out of my way and avoided speaking on Milk because Milk is the boogeyman, bro. You feel me? So I've consciously said that I'm not going to speak on Milk.
But when you first moved out here, you were like, oh, I'm going to talk about Chicago and Atlanta and Texas and all these other places where there's crazy gang-related murders happening. And you were like, oh, I'm going to leave L.A. alone. That seems like it's out the window.
No, it's not. Yeah, because I just seen a video last night.
The Kill Squad.
The other video that he just did was, Flocko Wildin'.
That was one of the most federal things ever. You basically said that Brick Baby's version of what happened to Lil Pab was different than the public version that was put out there by the cops, and that therefore Brick Baby probably has inside information, and you're basically like implicating him. Now, I happen to know information that leads me to believe that this is not the case, and the Brick Baby did not kill Lil Pab.
Listen, so like that was kind of like a sidebar, right? Like the main purpose of the video was Quando Rondo mentioned Brick Baby name in a song that alluded to people who killed Lil Pab. So so my video was, yo, Quando Rondo is dry snitching or lie snitching on Brick Baby. So, and then in the beginning, though, I had to give context as to why people are linking Brick Baby to this. So I gave the fan theory of it, but I did say I think he's innocent. But me giving the fan theory came across as me saying Brick is involved in a snitching.
Some of that stuff you got to leave. You could talk about it. You a journalist, but boy, you just better watch who you dealing with, because you're real friendly and open to people.
Yeah, no,
and, you know. You gonna get,
and it's not even just LA shit too, because apparently the BDs are actually like very upset with you.
And they tied in with people. Like you,
right? Yeah, right. No, but like I talked to some, and you know, like we squashed, right?
Did you?
Well, yeah, that's what them. That's what you think. See, people will play you. You know, you just be careful. That's all I'm saying.
Of course, no, in fact, listen. So, you know, I tapped him with some Muslims, you know, feel me? Yeah, feel me? You know, and their whole thing was, yo, we are all the same. Why are you going against blah, 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 right? Feel me? And I said, yo, look, you're right, right, right? Like, but I just never thought Dirk was a real Muslim. But now I was educated to learn that Dirk family was Muslim from the very beginning, and he's now, you know, he's a real Muslim.
But as a journalist, the idea of just not reporting on any Muslim is just like, can you imagine if like a podcaster came here and they were like, oh, I can only talk about Bloods and Hoovers. I can't ever talk about Crips because I'm a Crip. Like that would sound crazy, right? If you're a journalist, you should be able to talk about everybody, right?
Well, no. So talking about is not an issue, but it's where I go beyond of I wish death.
Well, maybe just don't do
I'm not
that.
Allowed to wish
the
death.
The chairs on the top of your head and dancing, yeah, you wildin'.
Facts, right? But before we even get to the other stuff, right?
Okay, yeah.
We have to address y'all issues.
Okay.
Where did things go wrong, Milk? From your perspective, where did Adam cross the line? And then you will give your side of the story.
Okay.
The only reason something started, and it wasn't even really that, it was the C-Mac interview after me. Yeah. But that wasn't even so much of me. That was the people in the comments and the DMs and shit, like, oh, that's weird or whatever. Yeah. And then, you know, they start sending me the, like, tweets of the old shit that was said, little jokes or whatever. Yeah. So that kind of just, you know, that kind of is what started it, to be honest. It wasn't really nothing. Yeah. Nothing happened.
From my perspective, there's kind of like a pattern, though, that I've seen with you where you'll get cool with somebody, and then within a certain period of time, you'll find a way to sort of like separate yourself and distance yourself from them and talk shit about them.
No.
And I'm not saying that you didn't have like real complaints about me, because I understand how it could have looked wacky for me to be having Crip Mac on right after you, given that he was, especially at that time, he's like the big bad anti-Hoover boogeyman that like people were really pissed off about. Like, it seemed pretty controversial for me at the time. Like, everybody think about Crip Mac like a big teddy bear now.
Yeah.
But, like, at that time, I really thought, like, oh, I'm interviewing a dude who has Hoover Killer on his head. This is not good. Like, I need to, like, make sure I keep my distance from this dude, because this dude really is going to be a target.
Yeah.
But who have I got along with and then not got along with?
Well, man, the T-Rell thing stands out, even though I totally endorse you.
Well, no, me and him been kind of bump heads a little bit. And that's because people be coming after me low-key. They be doing all type of weird shit. You feel me? He don't want me around. He never wanted me around.
Mm.
The person that ain't the real gangbanger, was never the real gangbanger, never wants to be around the person that was really in the streets. So it's like a lot of weird shit, and I can't be like biased and not say nothing and not react to it, but that was never my friend. I went and did an episode with him. I don't know him. I didn't know him on the streets.
And
I got a lot of other people that I deal with that I still deal with. It's just certain stuff.
Do you remember how it happened that Crip Mac went on a live stream with Blasi and basically like dissed T-Rell and
The Hoovers
on the live stream, where previously Crip Mac was never on live stream, so it's like if he said some shit like that, we would edit it out.
Yeah,
but then he did that, and T-Rell immediately used it as leverage to get Crip Mac like banned from No Jumper, right?
And banned him.
I basically went along with it, but it's pretty funny when you think about it, because T-Rell being upset about Crip Mac's forehead tattoo is like me being upset at Crip Mac's forehead tattoo. Like, he's not really even that to be worried about that forehead tattoo, right?
Yeah, but when he first came out, though, it was like a problem on the internet.
Right.
Every comment was like, oh, y'all weak. How is he outside? And how is he still alive? And crazy comments. But yeah.
Why do you say that, though? Wait, sorry. So, like Milk just said, a fake gangbanger in T-Rail, right?
Well, I'm just saying like a person that wasn't really.
I mean, his
really
brother said that.
And then Adam just said that T-Rail being upset at Crip Mac's tattoo is like, it's like him being obsessed. So y'all are both insinuating that T-Rell is a civilian or not really a gang member.
Well,
so
I'm just going on what his brother said, because if he's like, the extent to which him and Heather are allowed to put on that image is because of his brother, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to take his brother's word for it.
Well, he's Hoover. So is that true or
what?
So when T-Roll was in conflict and over here, there was 100 Hoovers.
Like, well, I mean, that's what was to able up. To have Tiger around.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people don't know, Tiger Chain got snatched when he did that Hard in the Paint video over there.
Mm.
It was, yeah, he had to get his brother and more people, you know. But, you know, that's what people do. Some people let a person, you know, represent this if he's in the right position, I guess. But, you know, like, I just don't think that shit okay. I was never really friends with T-Rell. I just didn't want to beef with him because he's from the same community as me on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
But it's only so far that I can go. What I feel like is attacks on me, bro. Certain shit. And I don't know, but... yeah, his brother. Yeah, I mean, how T-Rell? I'm just being honest with you. Before No Jumper, where was T-Rell at?
Working in women's clothing.
But was he around?
And no, being a stay-at-home dad, realistically.
Wait, the Last Kings was a multi-million-dollar company.
Was, but then it went away, and he got sued for multi-millions of dollars. And then Sorella became what was located in that store, and then he was kind of working on the back end of that, plus taking care of the kids.
Yeah.
Respect to anyone who's...
And Last King only got popping because of Figueroa. Nobody was wearing it, really, because of the period. Well, some people was, but more people was wearing it because of the initials. That's what people was wearing it for.
Mm.
But that shit that got banned in the 50s in his area for a minute.
Wait, it got banned?
Well, for the people, like, the people that's in the streets, yeah.
Why?
Because it was, you know, like, T-Rell wasn't doing nothing. You know, he was supposed to get Sharky a deal or at least a song with Tyga or something like that. That never happened. It was just a lot of shit, bro. I'm not from down there, but, you know, I knew certain shit. But what I was saying, I never seen him when I was outside. Never.
Okay, a quick word from our sponsor. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports betting app with more than 3 million members. It is the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action while you watch your favorite sports and players. You can now win up to 100x your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Do you want to play alongside some of Prize Picks' favorite players like Meek Mill and Sugar Sean O'Malley? Well, you can now find community plays under the promos tab of the app to view entries from some of the biggest names in the Prize Picks community each week. This week on Prize Picks, I am selecting Anthony Davis for more than 2 blocks and Damian Lillard for more than 4 three-pointers made. Download the app today and use code NOJUMPER for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, that's code NOJUMPER. Shout out to Prize Picks. Thank you very much. Let's get back to the interview.
So then, like, what year, like, was you outside?
The last year?
Yeah. Like what? Like, here, right here. Because he started fucking with Tiger, like, what, like 2011, right? Or 2012?
It was somewhere around that, probably a little before that.
Yeah.
But he wasn't, I would say, if he was from Phi Deuce and he was, like, a gangbanger, I would know who he was.
Okay.
I would know him. Regardless of what people say, they ain't never seen me. Yeah, you probably was in and out of jail or you was never around me. But people know who I am. I just don't go outside and hang out and participate in gangbanging. I'm not a gangbanger.
Wait, what?
I've been saying I don't gangbang.
Oh, got you. So banging means you're outside and active. Member means you're just a part of the brotherhood.
Yeah, I mean, you got some members that still, you know, that hang out every day, but I can't. I can't hang out and try to become do YouTube and then got to deal with me frontlining. Now the people know that I'm frontlining, so now they come in because they want to get this trophy. I'm a target. Then you got to worry about other shit. You know, you got haters from everywhere. Like, wherever you from, it's going to be somebody that don't like you or hate you. But it's not even that. It's just if I go hang out and try to do YouTube, 2 things going to happen. I'm going to either die.
Facts.
Or go to jail, bro. So I've been said that I'm not going to mix the two. Yeah. And I just said, fuck it. And I didn't really care what nobody said, bro.
We could bring the security. We could bring the kill squad, whatever we got to do. But we got to do like a Milk 74 / No Jumper toy drive in Christmas out there and shit. And that visual of giving back. That would be hard.
Yeah, that could happen. It's not like I ain't never told on nobody. I've never ran out on nobody. I've never did no whole shit. I mean, I can't straddle the fence, bro, because I seen people do this and then they go get 15 years or they get killed, bro. And I'm not going to be the one that could have, you know, got a little whatever and then just fuck it up for somebody that don't really care about me, bro. Just
yeah. Yo,
I'm too grown, too.
Yo, speak on your first departure from Back on Fig, right? Now, you sort of understood why Adam took the stance that he took, but you were, I guess, upset at T-Row for going in, right? Like, agreeing to it. So when you first heard, walk me through, like, T-Row, I guess, giving you a call and telling you, hey, we can't have you on no more.
I never got a call.
No. So, wait.
I didn't know about it until the live stream.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. People thought I was like I was working there or I was a part of it. I was just going just to go. You feel me? But, you know, like, and I shouldn't have even went because I noticed, like, when I was growing up, all the old people all the older people that was getting money, they never dealt with people in their own community. They dealt with other people from the opposite sides or the rivals or whatever. You know, because with friends, they think I could get over or something. That ain't even my friend. And I don't know, bro. That was the first departure. But I didn't really care because that ain't stopping my emotion.
When T-Row senses that somebody around him is going to have the potential to be bigger than him or, like, compete with him, I feel like part of him, like, automatically kind of cancels them out of the situation because I feel like that was the situation with Big Deal is that he kind of, like, was threatened by him, and I kind of almost feel like he has that relationship with you too.
That's what I was trying to say when I said the person that actually been outside with the person that haven't been outside but act like they've been outside, they don't want to be around the people that was actually outside. He was. I don't understand. Why would you not put the brother on the podcast, bro?
Mm.
And you know, like, you could have avoided all of this. You could have still kept. But, I mean, it was still people questioning his image regardless. Like, but you didn't have to go through this. But that's kind of weird, right? You got a platform and you don't want to give your brother a spot. And then you shot him out on no jumper.
And tells him, go stream in the car.
Yeah,
go stream
that.
Off
that
your phone in the car.
And he seen what happened to that dude. He seen what happened to the dude that was on Instagram Live in the car. Like,
that's boy.
Yeah. You can't sit in I don't sit in cars longer than 2 minutes. I know people died in cars.
That's the best, cars. Easiest way to die.
Yeah.
Sitting on your phone in your car.
When you get out that car, you need to get out the car or you're going to become a victim. Yeah, bro, that was never my friend. Like I said, I never knew. I didn't know T-Rell. T-Rell is, I mean, look how he did his brother. So imagine how he was doing me. He was just using me in realistically when he had 17,000 subscribers. Oh, come fuck with me. Oh, do the shit. But you don't really fuck with me. He was just using me. That's really what it was. He was using the brother. Oh, I'm going to talk about my brother's stories. I'm going to say his name. I'm going to let y'all see him a little bit. But I ain't going to give him a platform because he's really, really from the set. And he's going to go past me.
Because they only stream 2 days a week, so he could have easily said, hey, Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday or whatever, like, just let his brother do another show, switch out some furniture, do whatever the fuck you want, make it look a little different. That would have been super easy to do. So it's like, to me, that was just a sign that he felt threatened by his presence, and he knew that he couldn't control him.
Yeah, that too.
You know?
You want to be able to control you. And then it's about the money, bro, but, I mean, he was complaining, saying he was getting $300 an interview here.
Mm.
But if you did a lot of interviews, that's a lot of $300.
Man, I challenge people to go back and look at his old interviews and see what kind of views. Like, all those interviews he was doing at the end were getting, like, 10,000 views. And I heard from some people that he might have been charging people for them. So I can't prove that. But for sure, he was doing a lot of bullshit interviews. And the reason why he stopped doing interviews is because of the fact that I said that I wanted to approve the interviews going forward. Because to me, it seems so fishy that he's doing all these interviews with people I never heard of and getting terrible views on them, you know?
Because he's charging, huh? Yeah, running up a bag off the interviews. That's possible.
Makes sense.
But I'm like, he could have gave his brother some money, bro. They sit on live realistically every week and only do it for the super chats. So you could have paid him just solely off of super chats. But he got Smack on her. He told Smack, I'm not going to pay you for the first 6 months, and then I'll pay you after that.
Mm.
What? I mean, you ain't going to give me nothing. Okay, and then what did you get after 6 months? I'm not in their pockets, but I seen him go get a brand new Benz. brand new, like 2024 or something, and smack when it got like a 2017 BMW. Oh,
pocket watcher, man.
His name ain't on the LLC. So I'm like, I mean, it seems to be like something going all around the board to me.
But you know what made me realize why Tyrell is so cheap with everybody and how he like kind of refuses to pay everybody is because I got people behind the scenes who are basically taking a look at his legal situation, and there's a lot of lawsuits that people don't know about. So I feel like every time Tyrell makes a dollar in his mind, it's like that's going to all this shit. Like there's other lawsuits. So Tyrell, you better be careful what you say about me, because I got a stream in my head. The many lawsuits of T-Rex. We got crazy. Like, there's a lot of information that I'm just keeping it like an ace up my sleeve because I don't want to necessarily, you know, blow the whole load in advance. But, bro, like, he has managed to upset a lot of people that he's done business with over the years.
Yeah, I seen one for like two. I mean, I've seen one on the internet for like $2 million.
Right.
Or something.
Not to mention, nobody's really gotten to the bottom of the one about him beating up his mom.
Huh?
I mean, that's not like a lawsuit. That's like a court case.
But. I didn't hear that. Damn.
Well, there's wild shit on the Reddit.
Damn.
Jeez, I gotta go do my homework because I didn't know about that.
Yo, so you squash your beef with AD, and then it reignited. I think like the last couple months or so. Like, so what happened there?
It was never no beef, but yeah. When shots is sent at me, I'm gonna send shots back, bro. He said something to me, and I'm just going to call him out, bro. Like, yeah. I really never had no problems with AD. I never knew AD. Even when I came up here, like, whatever, I never had no problems with him. But I only could sit here so long and see little shots or people say something and act like they just, like, this big Crip, like, been a Crip all their life. And I've been outside more than them, bro.
Yeah.
That just hurt me. Like, I just can't sit there and do that, like. This is what get me about him, too, and the reason why I just can't sit here and I would never, because he's never been in jail, bro, and he's from Compton Crip.
Well, like, he was somewhat involved, I think, in, like, a murder thing that happened at some point that somebody's, try to, like...
I ain't never heard of no shit like that.
Yeah, right? Listen, no, like, you know, and he was doing work because he was involved in some type of murder. I think somebody, like told on him or the person lied, yeah. And he got questioned, but he never actually got charged or involved.
Well, where you get this from?
I didn't even know about
from
that.
From him.
I ain't never heard of that. And I'll be getting all the info. But like I said, that's just the problem, bro. Like, it's just like.
No, with the bullet. Okay. But like, he be out. Listen, I feel like to be as respected as he is almost impossible.
No, it's
like,
not. But not, you, not, but not a lot of right. People get respect and people that want to be around the clout is. You got to separate, like, people want to be with him, and they're going to go with him because he got the clout, okay?
Yeah.
He's the little rapper that was popping. He got the connections. He's around people. He's on TMZ or whatever. So they want to be around him, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about respect. I mean, I don't know, bro. Like, you can't be a Compton Crip in my eyes and ain't never been to juvenile hall, county jail, or no shit like that, bro.
Maybe he's just really good at committing crimes.
Not possible.
No.
Nah, it's people that go like me. I didn't really get caught for a lot of shit as a juvenile.
Mm.
I probably went once, but when I got grown, I started going to county jail, getting caught and shit, really.
Yeah. It's got to be weird to be somebody like AD where you know that in this LA gangster shit, it's like people judge you on just if you've been to jail so much. He could have sold 50,000 cocaine bricks over the years.
In one transaction, probably.
I don't think so, but he could have.
Yeah.
But it's like, if you never got caught, nobody's going to give you credit for it.
No,
right?
I understand that. But even the uncle came on here and said that, oh, he wasn't outside. We was on the street. We told him he can't be outside like that. He got to be over there. Like, so when did he start banging at 20? But what I really believe is just a lot of people only claim shit for the rap, bro. That was really popular back then. You had to be like a gangbanger to be a rapper. So, you know, anybody. And if you got family from somewhere, that make it a little easier to
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall rock climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you, so whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
You know, pull that off.
But. Yo, speaking of family, you caused a lot of issues in, at this workplace when you, I think, publicized Kiki's paperwork.
No, okay, hold on. Wait. So Kiki paperwork
was already out there, but you kind of made it bigger.
Because I seen a video. Yeah. See, this how I wasn't beefing with AD. Okay. I was trying to spare him a little bit. When AD brother did a video on his YouTube channel, somebody sent it to me and said, man, look at this shit. So I looked at it, and when he talked about what he went to prison for, he really never said what he went to prison for. Then he said people was lying on him or something. So I already knew something was fishy. Sharp did the interview.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
I had to react to it when Sharp did the interview, and he let Sharp ask him about prison. Yeah, I'm not going to not say nothing about that.
I felt bad about that shit because I had been talking to Kiki like the day before and talking about like how to make people love you as a podcaster, and I was basically like, you got to keep it so real that you even share shit with the audience that is uncomfortable for you or that makes you upset or makes you sad or whatever. I'm like, if you really want them to love you, you got to give them all of you. And then he did that shit like a couple days later.
Oh, so you're the cause.
And he told the story of his case, but he told it in a way that like made him sound good. But obviously that sent a lot of people off on a hunt to figure out what was really in the paperwork.
Bro, that shit was wild. He was like a security guard at like a 99-cent store in a shopping center, bro. And they caught him in a sting off of, like, where the police set up the profiles as minors. Mm. And they repeatedly told him. They told him on several times, I'm a minor. He, like, get a room. She, like, I can't. I'm underage. I don't got no ID. He still was doing it. Like, so he knew that this was a minor. Oh, come get the dog. And they was going off of what he was pitting on the I forgot what it was, but it's like social media. Come choose up for Kiki to pee. And so they got up on him like that for pinning shit on social media. So he went to prison for that. He got convicted and went to jail. So yeah, that's freaky, bro.
With him, I tried to like ignore all that shit. And the reason why we actually fell out though was just because he didn't show up when we went to O Block. Like I bought him a flight and he just wasn't there. And before that, I had kind of been in like a trance of just being like, yeah, this is my boy. I'm fucking with him. Mm-hmm. And then when he didn't show up that day, I just kind of was like, you know what? Fuck this. I was just like, you know, I don't know. I kind of started to like not just turn another cheek to all the other
shit. Well, look though, right? Okay. So one, no milk. So now Kiki is about like 6'7", right? So a lot of people would have been terrified to even like post paperwork or, you feel me? So what made you say, you know what, bro, like, you feel me? Like, I don't care, fuck it.
Because I don't care, fuck it. Like, I don't care about that shit because he's 6'7".
No, but he's tough though, right?
That's,
right,
yeah, that's tough to you.
Yeah.
He looked nice to me. They look like they grew up like pretty, pretty like, nice.
I mean, your plan is for him to not catch you slipping anyway, right? That's what,
like,
everything.
Why would I? Like, why? And I'm before YouTube, I couldn't let nobody just be able to catch me slipping. So why would I let you catch me slipping now? I mean, I could still get caught. It's just you're gonna have to work and really do your job.
But once in a while, we see like videos of you like walking to the gas station, and it's just like, oh my
god! Yeah, that was like, that was the people in the car.
Yeah,
they recorded me.
Right.
But they don't be knowing the script. Mm. I'm not that far from that shit.
Right.
Yeah. I live, wherever I be living, it be kind of local. I don't really go local when I go, but if I go, it's local if I'm walking.
Right.
But I like to walk. I've been walking. It's good for my exercise.
Yeah.
I don't want to have a stroke like Lupe.
But downtown. Oh,
no, I'm not going in there. I didn't go in there on the video. You feel me? I hope she have a nice recovery.
They said she's like learning to talk and walk again.
Yeah, I think it's. I just seen somewhere he said it got bad again, but I'm saying that's why I walk. So when they see me, I don't care though, because low key, like, I came from the streets for real. So me walking in the streets, and it don't really scare me. Like, I'm not going to, but I can't say that I'm not. I don't be slipping, but I wasn't slipping before YouTube. So it's the same shit, really.
No, so when you were sort of like seeing and everything going on, like with the Reddit, Milk making reactions about the Kiki stuff, what was like your thought process as the owner of the company? Was you like, man, like was it like a tough thing?
I think by the time you started making those videos, it was already kind of over because of the O Block thing.
Yeah, that was like right around the same.
Oh, really? Okay.
But also, I heard at a certain point, and I think AD was the one who told me, and I was told not to talk about it at the time, but here we are a couple of years later. But I was heard that at one point, somebody associated with Kiki saw you and basically like pressed you to delete the videos about him. Is that true?
No. Why all these people catch me and don't record me and whoop my ass or try or do what they gonna do?
Right.
This is crazy. So they just catch me and they making me delete videos. Like I'ma just sit there, I'm a grown man, and I'm just like, okay, like I'ma just delete a video. No, I have never seen Kiki. If I seen people that Kiki know, they never said nothing to me. Mm. People think I'm hated on YouTube by these bunk ass content creators that don't get views and subscribers, like, and just they ain't got no motion to kick it. They ain't earning nothing. But when I'm in the streets, it's very it's lovely. Mm. I get people coming to me all day.
Right.
Everywhere
fans
I go.
Love you.
Milk. Security guards and 7-Eleven workers and car, they pass by, ask me about S-Bone. Mm. Rest in peace. Like, yeah, like I don't really, because again, they probably like, oh, dude, you know, he might, it might go bad running up with the, you know.
Wait, so are you always strapped?
That's a crazy question. I got a pocket full of
milk. Sorry, Right? Listen, because like, for example, right? When I see like people like yelling and screaming,
That's what I'm saying. He'd be wild.
He's a real journalist,
right? Yeah.
No, when I see people like yelling and screaming, and Milk just look like just unfazed and just, you know, just
I'm gonna tell you
chilling.
Something.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna answer no shit like that. But even if I had like a little piece of nail, I'm never just gonna be like just walking around. And even if I was, Tony Ayo said the same thing. You don't have to necessarily take a gun everywhere, which. You just got to know where you're going.
Mm. Okay,
yeah. If you want to get me certain places and knock me down, you don't have to be one stupid motherfucker.
Mm.
Like one of them O Block 6. You just going to be a dummy.
Oh, got you. Like, got you at the gas station in front of every major camera.
Well, the street where they recorded me at, I know where that street at. That's around like a park or something, but that's a busy street.
Yeah.
It's 1,000 cars. At any given time. So, but I'm saying them Gilligan videos, like, they still never get out and do nothing. It'd be lovely in the streets. I don't be having no problems like that. But they gonna have to be some real tough guys to, you know.
Now, speaking of problems, man, the only time where I seen Milk actually go out and haunt an op down was when Milk pulled up to No Jumper to catch the fade, man. Speak on that moment.
That I low key regret. Nah, I don't regret shit, but I just don't. I just
you
don't wish I would have did that.
Like,
I never did no shit like that again, and I just, you know, like that was weird. But I don't know, bro. I just.
But
then I was new to what sparked it.
Yeah,
probably the bootleg Kev shit.
Wait, what did bootleg Kevin say?
No, what you said on there.
What I said? Oh, I did. I used the B word. And,
but I don't
I
know. You know,
at
the same time, I can't even lie and say it wasn't like. That and, you know, at the same time, maybe it was the clout.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it was the shit like that. Who knows? I don't know. I was still new into this shit, too,
but
at that time.
I do, like, that, calling you a bitch and shit, like, that's just not where I choose, where I should be putting my effort in terms of, like, if I do have a problem with somebody, like, I honestly feel like I learned this lesson with the Figmunity dudes, too, is that when I'm talking about you're a bunch of bitches and you're pussies and you won't do shit, like, that's shit I'm not doing. Mm-hmm. I'll critique your podcast and talk about your content and shit like that, but I'm not trying to get into the game of like calling people out and shit
like
that.
Yeah, I don't want to go to no. I don't want to pull up nowhere either.
Okay.
Never.
Okay. So now tell us about the car ride up here, though, right? So when you say, yo, we about to go slide on like these niggas, was like he with you?
Nah, I didn't take no shit like that because I wasn't coming up here for no shit like that.
It was just him and a filmer.
It was, and the filmer wasn't even
a square.
You know, he's just a regular rapper type of person. Yeah. He's not from nowhere. I didn't come up here to do that, bro.
Sure, okay, but speak on a car ride and up here though. Like, was you like talking about yo? I'm finna fuck this nigga up. Like, what was the conversation
I don't even think
like?
It
man?
Was a conversation.
A quiet car
because
ride.
Because the dude didn't even really want
to crazy.
Go.
Yo, bruh. Hey, yo, quietly sliding is dangerous.
I should have just, like in retrospect.
Yeah, come outside and fade him.
I wish that I had just did it just to get it over with and just have a great story to tell.
But that shit shouldn't even never happen. I shouldn't even came up here like that. That was goofy. It was. I would never do it again. Like, that was goofy. I learned from that shit, though. That was, like, goofy.
What was AD saying to you?
Don't, you know you can't do that. You'll go to jail.
Mm.
You know, that's that shit. And I'm like, okay, you know, I really didn't know this shit. Like, I don't know. I ain't coming up here to do nothing that where I should go to jail. Yeah. Coming up here with a just a dude with a camera, not even to really fight. I was just coming up here.
Okay.
I was just coming up here, bro, to whatever, have a discussion, whatever, talk about that shit.
Yeah. Okay.
Or whatever, but I didn't come up here with the ill intentions to come up here, and I didn't bring 74 people. Mm-hmm. I didn't come up here with a group of people.
Okay.
I didn't come up here ready to kill squad and crash out. And,
yeah.
You know,
kill squads in the streets.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that.
Wait, though. All right. So now, you know, at the time, I think Adam had about 5 to 7 gang members here at one time, like during like that era, right?
No, well, that shit is always exaggerated. It was just AD.
It was just AD.
No, AD Kiki's.
No,
that day it was just AD.
No, it was just AD, and the only people that I know was in the, like would be here was probably him or T-Rail.
It was like noon.
Oh, sure.
And it was, I thought like T-Rail was here because I seen his. I don't know if that was his Tesla or not.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah, but that's what made me think he was here. But you know, like that was, shit was weird. The ride there and back was just like. Now the ride back is just like, okay. No, this is
weird. So if Adam, AD, and them would have came outside and they didn't give you the fair squabble, would you have brought back like the full force of the Hoovers and destroyed No Jumper's office?
No, because I'm going to go to jail. Rico.
Okay.
I don't want that. That's why I don't really... Fast. I move right on the internet. I'm not going to be one of them people you make a videos about. And 15 Hoovers indicted because he got people jumping people every time they look at him. No.
That's what a lot of people like want.
They do.
That's what they want.
They do. They want me to be with 12 people and they want me to... Every time somebody say something, go stomp them to death or something. Mm. I'm not doing that.
The facts. All right. So past that now, let's talk about the G-Face situation, right? So a guy came here with G-Face called Shooter.
Yes.
You and Shooter
Sassy
had beef. So, hey, listen, I did not call him that, man. So, yeah, walk us through that, though.
That's nothing. That's the same dude that came
to my crib. That's the dude who went to his crib.
No, yeah. He didn't come to my crib.
Allegedly, yeah.
If they came to my crib, they had multiple individuals. Nobody recorded none. They get enough footage for a short.
Yeah.
This is why. And then how did you get in my house? He said he had a pin code. I don't live where you push no pin code. Yeah. This is not a collect call. A payphone. You don't push no pin code in there. And then you can't just get in my apartment, bro. And then you think if he got in my apartment and was at my... And I opened my door and it's him and 6 people that it's just going to go like that, bro. You can't even get to my floor. If you have to get called, like, you got to get... They got to call me.
Oh, you live in exclusive.
Well, they got to call me. So if I hear a knock and it ain't no call, that's already like, who the f*** is the police? Mm-hmm. That's my first thought.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what they coming for? Like, some creeping up on me, bro, or something. But, yeah, you got to get called, bro. Mm. But you think if he came up here and the door got open and it's 6 individuals, it's just going to go like that.
You
got
to give it to Milk because a lot of people thought that he was going to be Block Boy 2.0 at a certain point.
But I don't know why, though, too, because I don't diss gangs. Yeah. I'm not on here dissing nobody dead, homies. I don't diss hoods. Mm-hmm. I don't diss no shit like that.
Yeah,
I went back and forth and would battle with Crip Mac, and I won the battle in the war. Just had to say that because he's locked up and I'm freed in the muff. And everybody in his camp is, you know, none of them rose from the publicity and everything that was going on.
Well, 4Xtra right now, you know, is, you know.
Yeah, he just came out of jail. He really had nothing to do with it.
He already
had his own. He was going to have his own.
Wave and shit.
Yeah, he just got kind of a co-sign with him, but he was already. He had Lupe, so he was already on.
No, but so you exposed, I think, Shooter for doing something. Now, what happened?
That earring picture? What is that?
No.
Where'd they get that?
I get shit. I can't tell you.
Yeah.
I'm a real... I'm like...
Journalist, man.
When I try to... If I go at somebody, I try to be like a politician with it.
Mm.
I'm not simple. I kind of want to...
You found videos too?
Yeah, I found all type of shit. And it's real. Everything I've
videos is, of what?
A video of some shit that happened. I ain't going to really get into the names of the people, but it was a high-class rapper.
And T-Grizzly.
Yeah,
some shit like that. And it was a phone call... That was recorded by somebody around that camp, and that phone call's bad, bro. See how you fuck with me. You shouldn't have went with this dude. But he's not smart enough to know. G-Face, I'm bringing him and him because I want them on. No, you bringing him so when you come on No Jumper, you could be like, oh, the people going to be like, oh, he got them with him. He got to be real. He a gangster. Like, come on, bro. I see through all that. Pulling out the money. That's federal moves. It's that police shit. You trying to, like, buy a motherfucker, and the police the one giving you that money.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit is crazy, bro.
Shooter, like, they asked him about Robin T. Grizzly's house on the podcast, and his response was, like, so weird and rambling, and I'm like, what?
And
like,
he told a different story of what he told up here, because on there he said that they didn't, he don't even know if he went to the house and all this weird shit. But, yeah, that shit was weird. He got on a phone call and implicated people that he was doing stuff with because the pressure was put on him.
Well, yeah, right, because he because I think what was said and afterwards, like, as of lately was, yo, that there was, like, T. Grizzly was putting bags on people's head and shit like that.
I don't really know nothing about that one.
And he was told, like, yo, bro, like, there's a bag up, you feel me? And he wasn't going to go down for it.
What do you mean? You a gangster.
They got a bag on Shooter?
So,
a rapper, like, a lot of jewelry came missing.
Yeah.
Like, $1 million. Mm-hmm. And this rapper don't want to be like, oh, I know you did it, probably, and I'm going to just let y'all do me over? No. I think that's probably what happened. But
I was shocked because T. Grizzly don't come across as the type of dude who will put bags up.
But right? We don't know if he – we don't really – I don't think he did that.
Oh, true.
But the video is bad, though, and then the earring picture alone. Nobody does that. That's what I want to talk about.
Yeah,
I want to talk about
AI, right?
T. Grizzly. No, that wasn't AI. And I got proof that it wasn't AI. I got the baby mama – of the video of her saying stuff, they phone call. I got shit.
But how?
What do you mean how? Because I'm the Gilligan Slayer and people know this. People send me this shit. Yeah. I'll never tell you who or what.
But we don't think Freddie Gibbs is gay and we've seen him spreading his butthole open, right?
Shit. He probably freaky than a motherfucker.
I feel like dudes just do joking ass shit. Nah, if I had to guess, Shooter members. Probably just put the earring in like as a joke for 2 seconds.
Not gay members, man.
But but that's possible. But then you give me the room to have my thoughts. What the fuck is you having that earring on for? You playing some weird... Now I think that's how you getting the money. Because you're going to sell that twat.
Oh, man.
Twat's crazy.
Remember we seen that other video? You seen it with the dude walking down field?
Yeah.
And he was like, cuz, I already talked to the big homies.
Oh, yeah.
That
was wild. That dude's fire.
That was wild. Okay, so now you also expose another member of No Jumper at the time and caused some real issues for him. No, I think this Lush.
Well, I didn't really cause no problems to him. I mean, I did.
He posted his paperwork, like probably like 5 months after Lush was up here claiming he was 5150 Clemson Street. So when you are a gang member,
right,
and you said that you exposed him because he was claiming to be a gang member,
he was a gang member, and he went to court and testified on the man. I don't think he was supposed to do that, but...
But you can sue your workplace, right? Because he tried to frame it like he was suing him.
Yeah, but he was a tweaker. But he was a tweaker at the time. Like, he kind of forced that shit, I believe. Like, they kind of did some scandalous shit. Like, that's why ain't no good luck came out of the whole situation. Because he probably did some scandal. I'm not saying it ain't creepy bosses and shit, but that shit was weird. But
a shot caller.
But you still let him put a shot caller on his neck, walk you to the bathroom like a dog, say sit there while he using the bathroom. You did all of that for a lawsuit.
I still regret. I was gonna bring a shot caller when we did the interview.
Oh, wow.
He probably would have did it. No, you just gangster.
No, right. But like Lush was like that he never understood why he did it because he thought y'all was friends and y'all were cool. So
that's his MO. He fucks with people for a little while. And he's like, fuck them.
No. why do people think we friends?
Oh, gotcha. Mm.
I mean, if we just talk one time, like how is we friends? True. I don't even know you like that.
I mean, Lush has a history of having a pretty low bar for what he'll consider a friend. Like if you talk to him on Discord, you're basically his best friend.
Yeah, you're a friend. He tell you all the information.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I don't want him to be my friend. Come on, G. Like, I don't know you like that just to be a friend.
But how you feel about the Almighty and Lush fight that apparently happened?
That was wild. Yeah, that was wild.
They got it in.
I mean, I didn't really see the video, though. I wish they would have kind of got like a little video.
Yeah, there's no video.
I mean, you really can't, because if they did have a video, it's hard to put it up unless they had gloves on or something, because YouTube would kind of try to take that shit down. But
yeah,
I wish I would have seen it.
Who's suspect's next fade now? He should have to run more now, right? He's on a victory streak.
Yo, listen, a suspect in Frosty.
Oh, no, that's too serious.
Pay-per-view fight.
From what I heard, that's a real, real oppie situation.
Like celebrity boxing
matches? Yeah. Mm. Right?
Milking suspect.
Okay, now Milk. Now people will
like
say
a box,
Milk.
Like a celebrity one?
Yeah.
Or like not even celebrity because that's kind of naming it too far, but like.
Yeah, Milk is an
influencer.
Okay.
Or something.
But now, okay, so now folks watching this.
But I'm not going to be thirsty for that shit because I feel like the rappers that be doing that shit, they kind of fail rappers.
Yeah.
If they got to resort to doing boxing matches low key.
True.
Low key to a certain degree.
Wait, so who do you think will win between you and Suspect?
I would say, why would I say not me?
True.
Like, that's kind of like a crazy question.
He's really not going to get as much for the boxing match as someone other than himself.
Like, listen, if you ask me, yo.
Like, why would
yo,
I say?
You
act like
Mike
I'm
Tyson.
A little scrawny individual.
Listen. You have a solid chance, right? Feel me? Now, if I'm asked, yo, you are Mike Tyson, who's going to win? I'll say, bro, I'm here for the check. You feel me? Right?
But who's going to pay me to box Mike Tyson? That's just not...
True.
Like, a lot of YouTubers... Like, I seen a thing about the... You know, the Gilligan that made a YouTube channel off me, Bosco and Wack 100, Nina Buster.
Oh, yeah. What happened to him?
He's no longer.
I heard he got deleted.
Nah, he just...
No?
I mean, a few times he lost his monetization.
Wait,
we'll bleep it out, but...
No, you can say...
Yeah. You seen him? He popularized the Bumped and Giuno meme.
Oh, really?
Okay, y'all seen him in the past, like a while ago. That YouTube channel.
Wait, bro, I think he DM'd me too on Instagram once, but I thought that he was friendly, but he's a op.
Who?
The guy.
Oh, yeah, I seen that before. I liked the channel or something before.
Yeah.
A long time ago. Not in the recent, like, times.
Oh, damn, he's gone. Wow.
Mm.
That's crazy, man. All right, but people will say, wait, weren't you and Bosco supposed to fight?
Nah, hell nah. We ain't never, you said, like, have a boxing match?
Yeah. No?
Hell no.
So you and somebody else was supposed to have like a boxing match, or is
that weirdo from Florida?
Who?
P. Woe Vicky.
Who P. Woe Vicky?
Pino.
Yeah, you say his name.
I never heard of him before.
What's crazy? He passed me up in subscribers.
Really?
Yeah, because of the short prison videos he posts all day.
Wait, that's what he's doing now?
Yeah.
Oh shit, I didn't even know
but
that.
But he don't pass me up on the other shit though.
Oh shit.
Where he at now?
Well, that's a good question.
But like 200 and something.
Really?
Yeah.
But off of prison video.
It shocked me.
I mean,
damn.
But bro, YouTube shorts are like that. Like YouTube
shorts
are like
actual videos.
Shorts.
Bro, he has almost 300K. But yeah, he
ain't
shorts don't count that, bro.
Yeah, he ain't fucking with me in the other realms.
Look, yeah, he has. Oh my god, he has shorts with like 10 million views. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
But see, that's the reason why the other dude Nina Buster was losing his monetization posting TikTok shorts as. Other people TikTok shorts on his shorts.
Oh, really?
Y'all seen two videos that got like 5 million views, and then like a week later, his shit was he on there crying.
Really?
Yeah, he did a video.
Poetic Fako sold his soul to be the new Academics.
Yo, I've never.
This shit is funny. He hates on me, but it's funny.
The word?
So I'm not even too scared to like kind of acknowledge it. But he hasn't posted in a couple months.
Nah. You know what's crazy though? Like, bro, like, I get told like there's like a different op channel almost every day, like, big videos on me. I never tap in.
No, it's because you popping.
Hey, man.
But that just keep you... That just because at one point in time, when I look up every day, no, I'm talking about me, it was videos being made every day.
No, facts.
So I just kept the subscribe. At one point, it was like, for like a month and a half, 1,000 subscribers or more a day because all them videos being made.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, hey, yeah. Being an op can be useful at times. I mean, I feel like
it's like the controversy, bro.
For you, like when you decide that you don't like someone enough to make videos about, you have no problem with doing, you know, 10 videos a month about that person. So it's like that becomes like a fucking stimulus plan because all of a sudden their fans are going to get kind of exposed to what you're bringing to the table, which Academics uses the same thing. Like he's on a month long Meek Mill collab, you know,
and everybody else.
Yeah. And a bunch of other people.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like. Just depends, but when I hit 100,000, I deleted a lot of videos, and I deleted a lot recently.
Ooh, so speak on that real quick.
Yeah.
So there was a theory that Adam and Wack,
I forgot about that. Yeah,
that was a crazy situation.
To buy you fake followers.
That was wild.
So one, I guess you're here now,
right?
You can answer to like that theory.
I have never bought anybody fake followers.
I'm going to be honest.
Okay.
I never said he did it. Even when they said it, I said, nah, why would he do it? And he's like in the same lane. Like, who wants that type of energy. Like, that's kind of like, that's horrible to deal with.
I feel like there's certain things I won't do. Like, I won't make a burner account to, like, comment and shit like that.
Yeah, that's wild.
Because, like, people always accuse me of that. And I'm like, I'm not going to cross that line, even if that is something that would be kind of fun. Mm-hmm. But, and then also, like, I'm not going to, like, get somebody's Instagram deleted. I'm not going to buy somebody fake followers or some shit like that. I feel like that shit's, like, over the line.
Yeah. I got my ideas, like, who it was. I'm not going to say who it was. It had something to do with Crit Mac. It didn't have nothing to do with him, but the people around him.
Oh, so
it was an old Dirty Man Slim individual.
Oh, ODM Slim.
Yeah, and somebody he was dealing with, because a lot of the bot comments that was coming, apologized to Crit Mac. leave Crit Mac alone.
Yeah.
Apologize. That's all it was saying, bro.
But why? Was it just to, like, discredit you? Like,
probably, but that shit ain't gonna work. Why do I need to buy views? Fact. And then I earn an income off this shit.
Facts.
Yeah, so doing that, YouTube is able to tell who's buying them, how, where, like, off of your IP or whatever.
Yeah,
I ain't never did no shit like that in my life.
But facts, nah.
If I would, why every video wouldn't? If I was able to do that realistically, like, people would be rich then, because they could just buy as many views as they want and run it up.
But I've had people buy fake views on my videos, like, for themselves. And it's like, you don't make money off the fake views.
No,
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. And they go, like the subscribers that they bought, at first I didn't know. Because they was going, like I told you, when everybody's making the videos, the subscribers was going up. So when they went up at first, I'm like, okay. And then, like, I think some Crit Mac has just did a video on me on an interview or something. But then it started going too fast. And then it went down. So that's how I knew something was fishy. That shit weird, bro. Whoever did that, that's why they ain't doing shit now.
Now, ODM Slim did say that he pulled up on you.
Look, that
he had videos and
that
shit too, right?
Goofy pulled up in a parking garage. That's what you call Gilligan activity.
He didn't go in the lobby.
But you put up to what garage did you pull up to? And how do you know what garage to pull up to? And how do you know what floors, multiple floors? So you pull up to a bottom of the garage and yell, milk, milk. That's like a weirdo J-Cat mission. Yeah. That's like me seeing you in the county jail and it's the sheriff's or something right there. And then I just start going up on you. Like, Fat Poetic Flacco, come here. I'm about to do something to you.
Right.
Yeah, you recording like a video. Yeah, and if you really want to do something, window. Like if you really trying to do something, you should, and you know where I live, why you not catching me? Yeah. Because realistically, you going somewhere that you really can't prove that I was at.
Yeah.
In your head, I mean, you have not seen a picture of me in the parking garage that you could prove, like, or whatever, but you put up to the bottom of a parking garage and yelled milk.
Yeah.
Milk.
That's
crazy.
Yo, so you were the first person where I seen the hood niggas doing like trigonometry, right? Yo, they were like judging like the angles of the shapes in the background. And that's how they could like determine like where milk lives, right? For me, right?
But how like, they know that ain't a background? I mean, a green screen.
Well, you was on, like, the balcony, like, right, like, that's true. Yeah, that's true, right? Yeah, right?
In my head, I call it the Calcony.
The Calcony. It is famous for the Calcony. Call me the Calcony Kanga. But the Calcony, I'm on here running shit up, and C-Mac getting used and abused and getting contracts on his name. And
yo, speak on that real
quick. But he was just, dude, on Drewski's reality show, I watched
and he
took a sneak shot at Munchie B, Andy Diz, the Hoovers, on this fucking huge reality show that's going to get like 6 million views.
I seen a clip of it where he was with the dude that you had on here.
Yeah, with Tony Wilvers. They brought him back.
He was like, the Hoovers ain't even going to want you.
It's super funny they brought him back together.
That was wild. Because I think they might got, might got something going on.
Do you feel like Crit Mac will still be able to maintain his relevance when he gets out of jail in, like, what? Hopefully he beats it.
It's probably going to be, like, 3 to 5 years.
It's going
to
be more than that.
Yeah, for sure. Right?
Because like, he's a fella already, right? This ain't state.
Yeah.
He got priors. You feel me? Like, this ain't his first. That's why they picked it up. Because he kept really escaping the state.
Right.
Get out, get probation, get right, book right again. Steve, keep wanting to wear khakis and pro club shorts. Get booked again.
Yeah.
How you gonna wear pro club shirts and have a big ass revolver in your pocket?
It's crazy because when the Channel 5 shit, they did the fundraiser for him and they raised like $50,000 for him because basically like their legal defense idea, what Andrew talks about in that video, is that he's gonna convince the judge that this is a mental health case and not like a crazy street gang member case. And I'm just like, I don't know, bro. Like, you take one look at Crip Bag. Isn't that what every judge pictures in their head when they picture like a gang member type case, right? Like, I don't know if the judge is going for the mental health exemption.
I'm
going
to be honest with you, though. They came up with 55,000. So if they get the right lawyer, they might can, you know, then he going to come out, he going to come out. I seen it. They came up like, I seen it, it was like 49,000. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, and China Mac started that GoFundMe, right?
No.
Andrew from Channel 5.
Yeah, that Channel 5 shit.
Really? Yo, he's real compassionate to like,
But the only thing stopping Crip Mac, though, is all the videos. Yeah, that's you ain't mental.
As soon as he gets out, what's he going to do? He's going to get back on YouTube and start dissing everybody again.
Yeah, but that's his thing, and people going to watch it.
Yeah.
They going to watch it.
Isn't he, though, like, real life schizophrenic, right?
Yeah, but I don't know, bro, but you ain't that schizophrenic. And
if the judge gave him some crazy-ass exemption, don't you think they're also going to say, like, you're not allowed to publicly do gangbanging shit?
They might say the tattoo got to get removed. That's what they might say.
It's hard to imagine him actually doing that.
Well, it's either that, you will get 46 months in parole if you remove that. Other than that, we about to go to trial, and you about to get 10 or 15 years. Because he got priors. He got out right when he got famous, right? Yeah. Gun charge.
Right.
Right again, gun charge. I knew he had a gun charge before people even knew. I just didn't say nothing. Another gun charge. Come on, G. Like,
I remember him hosting the BMX jam and taking photos with all these little kids and shit. You could see it in his hoodie.
You dressing like a Gilligan.
And he's DMing the kids trying to get them to delete it.
Oh,
the kids are so happy they got a photo with him, and he's hitting them up, being like, "Delete that shit."
Nah, you can't now though, because you remember you missed the destruction. You can't be worried about that. It's too late. That's why you got to start dressing better. But that's his image, though. But yeah, he went out sad in my eyes. I won the war in the battle with me and him.
Oh, okay. So why do you feel like it was a war or battle?
And I'm just saying that's what people said in the YouTube shit. So.
Facts. And when did y'all beef start then?
It really wasn't a beef because I wasn't really I wasn't out there trying to really go to look on 55th and look for him.
Yeah.
But it was me because, you know, I just wanted to prove that maybe it got, you know, he ain't like that because a person his age, from what I know, they not going to be on the Instagram really doing all that.
Yeah,
doing what he doing. And he's internet gangbanging. Like, he's dissing the hoods, and that's kind of looked down upon in South Central.
Do you feel the same way about X4?
Yeah, low-key, yeah.
You hating on his movement?
No, I'm not hating on him. He could blow up, you feel me? If he make it in rap and don't have to do whatever you have to do in the streets, then that's cool. But once you blow up, kind of do what Nipsey did and, you know, switch it up maybe. Stop saying all that shit.
Well,
because that's just going to come back on you. It's going to be harder to probably get booked.
But X4 shit is more subtle, but he got the shit whacked out on his face, too. So he's kind of like in the Crip Mac boat where it's like that's kind of going to be a part of his image
but
forever.
But Crip Mac was more viral.
Yeah. Because it's just right viral. There. Like, people see an H with an X over it or whatever. Normal person doesn't really think about that. The Crip Mac shit, it anyone in their right mind knew what that shit was about.
Yeah,
he
spelled it out. Yeah.
No, but like X4, though, I feel like because he tells a story, and most people who's not, I guess, a part of that life would be really, like, really, like, compassionate. Like, bro, what? Like, they killed your brother when you were, like, 5 years old and you, like, came out and seen your mama? Bro, like, that's, like, damn,
that's
bro.
That's real,
like,
shit. You see where he said that shit happened at?
Where? Oh, honestly.
You're having around your way?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, really?
Well, somewhere over there.
Damn.
He said his people was from over there or something.
Damn.
His mama or something.
Yo.
Not from my area, but from, the community,
Yo, man, like, I'm just like a...
I don't listen to him, though. I can't. I listened to his freestyle before, I'm not going to lie, because I seen it, the one where he, like, standing on the roof.
Yeah. Mm.
That was cool. It was like, all right. I don't want to hear all that.
Yo, and there's a theory that you are Swamp Stories and you use like an AI voice.
Nah, I wouldn't. I'm not going to lie to you because I don't even...
Yeah.
For a minute, I didn't like the people that do them type of channels.
Right.
I'm like, damn, man, you come on all this shit but won't show your face.
Yeah.
For a minute, but then, you know, I kind of grow into it. Like, okay, maybe that's how they...
Swamp Stories is not an AI voice.
No, that's a real person.
That's a person.
And I think, they had kind of exposed him. I don't know if that was the person.
I heard it's an Asian.
I seen a video or something. It was a dude. They said it.
But they tried to say it was the SoundCloud rapper at some point. But I think that was Cap. Okay, so how did you feel about the great Brick Baby crash out of 2024?
That was wild. That was crazy. I'm not even gonna lie. I know that's your employee.
Yeah.
But that he shouldn't have did that. That's like reckless. And that's just opening up more doors for people to politic on you and talk about you. You feel me? Like, that's crazy as fuck.
There are multiple things that I was not feeling about it now that I've kind of had time to think about it and shit. And I'm going to get into it with him tomorrow. But it's like, I don't respect the fact that he came in there with, like just having that level of energy towards, like, everybody when the only people that he has a right to really be angry at is the fucking person who recorded the phone call, right?
Or the person that he didn't say nothing to.
Right. Well, or DW, but I mean, that's I feel like that ship has sailed, that, like, if, you know, in terms of, he was never really pissed off about that in the first place,
but
right?
But that's what he came in here doing that for.
Mm.
Because the phone call got leaked, reactions got made, pressure got applied, and then DW ended up hearing it. And, you know, he ended up hearing him calling him, like, an off-brand gangster.
The craziest, like, body language is going on in that video, because you could see that DW is not really 100% feeling it, because he's the person who's supposed to actually have a right to be mad in this situation, right? Because he's the one who at least sort of got his fucking hood mentioned or whatever. But Brick Baby doesn't really have anyone in the room to be mad about. And then how does it end up getting taken out on the security, who, I'm going to be real with you, the security has given Brick Baby a lot of fucking passes over the time that he's worked here in terms of, like, understanding his situation and how he needs to be moving around and shit. So, he really kind of fucked up that relationship, and that's what I'm kind of worried about.
You want to know why? It's the praying on the weak. He think he's praying on the weak. You feel me? Like, oh, I'm going to come in here, and I'm going to say, Adam, I'm not saying it to you, but you, what are you fucking doing in all this? You are coming in here saying something to everybody. I'm like, whoa, like...
But that's the shit I'm going to tell him tomorrow, too, is that I don't appreciate him basically, like, putting it on me.
And then
I didn't initiate any of these fucking conversations.
Because I would have went out there and knocked one of y'all down if it wasn't for the white man and all this. Like, he keeps trying to just put it back on you because he's trying to get that phone call that just came out. Because his phone call that just reactions was getting made. DW seen. So this was his. He tried to divert the situation from that, so let me come in here and try to crash out, and that's wild.
And it's giving me, like, memories of the Back on Fig / community situation, because I feel like he's blaming me in a situation where it doesn't make any sense to blame me, because, you know, you got your phone call recorded, nothing to do with me. You said something that could be taken as disrespect by DW, nothing to do with me. DW said something that offended you when he was asked for the cigarette, nothing to do with me. I never brought the shit up on. I understand him being angry at you because you are painting fucking narratives about it being a gang war. But at the same time, if he's going to be mad at you, there's 50 other fucking YouTubers that he needs to be mad about that have basically ran with the same narrative, right?
You gotta be mad about
he knows you.
You gotta be mad about himself too. I mean, he talk about stuff and he talk about people and he talk about topics for 2 and 3 days. And DW Flame, whether you can say that that was an intentional thing or not, it still more than likely could be taken as a mistake. What Brick Baby said on that phone call is no way, shape, or form could be a mistake. That was a blatant, you know.
But do you think the off-brand thing is always a diss? Because Brick Baby's
way of... I have never heard nobody refer to them people over there in that community of Long Beach as no off-brand nothing.
Well, okay. So, like, the term, like, an off-brand... Like,
I know what it means. It means it's not real. Like,
That or, like, an imitation of...
Do you want real Fruit Loops or do you want the off-brand Fruit Loops? That's the thing. Do you want the real thriving... Like the real shit, or you want the cheap shit? That's what it is, bro. That's a diss to a gang.
Well, so look, right? Again, I don't know nothing about those gangs, right? But, and he was saying that there was an original version of that, and then they had, like, a spinoff and started their own thing. Again, I don't know.
He said it's like a O's and Trey's thing.
Because
they're Trey's and they're not O's, to him, that's a different type of Crip.
Yeah.
And that's what he meant by off-brand.
Yeah. No, I get what he mean. He's saying because they press Trey's, but they not moving or they not gangsta Crips.
Right.
That is kind of like, what are you doing pressing the three? I understand what he's saying, but for him to say that about the person that he kept saying, this my homeboy, when that shit first happened with the DW Flame shit, this my homeboy, talking like he been knowing him for 10 years. But that's because in my eyes, it's just my eyes, because he really don't want to smoke with him. And that's why he came in here and put that. That's a JCAP move. You come to your place of employment. and crash out
and invite people to come there. That was another main thing that I had an issue with. It's like you're with your girl and your kid and you're coming in here and you're smashing out, like acting like you want ops to pull up on you. Like, we all do not want that to happen. So please do not be putting that shit out there. Plus, like, a person who just recently has been like arrested on serious charges and shit should not be talking about putting kill squads in the street. Like, as much as it's a meme, whatever, it's like, I just, in that moment, I was like, bro, you just and blew it on so many different things, like, that I just have to acknowledge. Like, the conversation I'm having with Mara has just got to be like, you have to understand that a lot of different lines were crossed that night for not a very good reason.
Yeah. And he's an employee, bro. And he came in here like,
no.
He was like, he came in here tripping.
No, but like, I do somewhat sympathize, right? Because he did say, like, he was like just like irate and angry because he felt like, like, we talked about it for like 3 days straight.
That's something he called you about.
But who, if you actually look at it, DW talked about it on Monday because Dejan and you asked him about it, right?
Oh, no, I was in there, but Sus and Dejan.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's fair because Brick Bay was supposed to be on that, so they planned on talking about that. Yeah, and then on the Tuesday show, DW brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the Wednesday show, it was just Brick and Gordy.
Yeah.
So they're talking about it. So the only people that it really made sense to be mad about
is the person that's
DW and possibly Gordy, right?
Sure.
So directed at the people, like, if your issue is people talking about it too much, directed at them, because I'm not the one fucking initiating these conversations. I don't think it's that interesting. And I also think it's just, at this point, it's gotten too in the weeds for people to even give a fuck. It's just like all this O's, Trey's, whatever. Like, the people check out at a certain point, and that you see a ton of comments like this. Yeah. This gangbanging shit is too much. Like, they like some of it when it's like fresh and interesting, but it feels like it's being dragged through the mud at this point, you know?
Yeah, but even when he came in here to address it, he still was like pressing employees low key.
Right.
I don't know if y'all never been in no phase or y'all did nothing. Just
like, he's calling out the security for giving the address to ops.
But
which
the
is
security,
bullshit.
Let me
security
tell you why
security never
is,
gives the address
let
to anyone.
Let me tell you why this is capped though. Even if you think about it, the people that came up here have been to No Jumper.
Mm.
One of them did an interview. Right, the other one have been up here. So the security should be the last person you saying leaked it if the person that came up here with the dude have been. Didn't he do an interview up here?
Yeah. Like, I did a Four Extras interview, and it's not.
So why would the security guard have to get the drop if the dude came up here, already came up here for an interview?
Yeah. Me and Laura are the ones who gave the address to Four Extras, realistically. So that to me, it was also like, bro, you got to be real about who you could be mad about in this situation.
Well, to me, like, fair too, right? Like, I think he's more mad about not even mad, but cautious because, you know, the gang relations with, you know.
With Four Extra. Complicated.
No. Him and the security guard, the gang relations revolving. The
security guard's not in the gang.
It has nothing to do with that. It's scapegoats. It's scapegoats.
Yeah,
he want to pit the problem on everybody but the people that supposed to have the problem. The security guard don't, even if that's possible, if he did, well, I still don't believe it because the person that came up here with the dude recording did a interview recently.
True. Yeah.
You don't think he still got the address?
Yeah, no, true. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But let's be real, too. Probably anybody from any neighborhood, if you really wanted to, you could figure out where the fuck we're at. Like, it's not that hard. We've had hundreds of rappers over the course of the past year.
But he still came up here and did an interview. So that's who he got his own. He had the address.
Man. Yeah. Yo, so why do you feel like people paint this workplace as like dangerous?
Because
I've never felt dangerous.
Do you remember that there was like 9 months where I was talking about how everybody was getting along?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden we just got this flare up and everybody returns to what they were saying. Like, everybody ignores the fact that there was no crazy beef or whatever for this long ass time period. I don't take it that seriously.
Right? You feel me? Yeah, right? Listen, I never understood, you feel me, like the narrative that we're just so dangerous. But from like your perspective, right? Like, why do you feel like people think that, yo, No Jumper is like a hostile work environment? It's dangerous. Like, bruh. So my guy, man, called King AK-47, man.
Mm.
And he did a full breakdown.
I know he your guy.
Huh?
I know he your guy because y'all like.
He be flapping his gums.
Yeah,
y'all
right?
Like in the same, you know.
Yeah.
Solve the case, you know.
Okay, but he's a street nigga, though. So Like, right, so he's not like me. Yeah. You feel me?
You can't be street no more doing what y'all do, kind of to a certain degree. Like, I do be on YouTube and I say certain shit, but I'm not saying what Poetic Flocko them is saying.
True, but
what's his hot take? I didn't watch his video about it, so I have no idea what he's saying.
So he did say that he predicts somebody would die at No Jumper Show.
Damn, that. Well, why would he want to predict that?
I mean,
that's wild.
Well, not us. Like, he just means that somebody who comes on the premises or somebody, you know, like
but a I'm like, out of everything in the world to predict, you predict that?
But people have been saying that since 2018, too. With the store, when people actually pulled in with guns and shit, people always been saying that, you know.
Damn, let's just see. Hey, listen, man, we...
I mean, when you're doing shit like this anyway, you're going to have people really that look for excuses to hate.
Yeah, of course.
And to be jealous, low-key, and they cover it up with certain shit, and that'd be their motive. Or whatever.
If,
be hate.
If you got 100 people who are mad enough about something on the channel to leave a comment, 0.001% of those people are actually down to do some crazy shit.
Yeah, you true, let's because be all the people that say stuff in the YouTube comments, but when I'm in the streets,
exactly,
it's just, what's up, Milk? And I take pictures with people every day.
Yeah, yo, listen.
That's crazy. It's, that's wild.
Listen, right, so my journey to, like to No Jumper kind of includes you, right? So... Like, part of, like the main reason why, like, I, like, delayed, me coming here for about, 2 weeks, right, was because, so, Mel commented on one of, my videos, right, like, just back in the day, right, feel me? And he was like, why are you even speaking on this, right? So, I did a full breakdown of I think, Boosie's murder.
Yeah, you was saying, you was crazy.
You feel me? And, yo, and I called everybody around, like, yo, bro, like... I think Milk is mad at me, bruh. Like, am I safe to come here, bro? Like, how do I... Bro, I was terrified, right? Feel me, right? And then I learned, like, yo, bro, like, L.A., it's not, right? Like, it's not really, really, like, you know, like, as brutal as they make it seem. Just come, you feel me? Right? And stay out the way. So, from like, your perspective, man, what's your view of me and this narrative that I'm the police? Because I don't think that I'm the police.
You're doing everything possible to make people believe
some of
that.
The stuff that you were saying on that video I seen last night, I'm like, man, where is he getting this from? He got to be like, tied in low-key or like, you know. But I'm just saying because the stuff you talk about, because certain people won't talk about certain stuff, but they got to understand that you a journalist. But you saying you was calling people worried about me, I would never do nothing to you. But L.A. is brutal, but as long as you move right, you'll be okay, but...
Yeah, right.
But just don't mess with everybody when
you were at Rolling Loud acting like everything was all good.
Well, that's Rolling Loud. And he a part of No Jumper, too. So.
Yeah, but he was trotting around by himself and shit.
Hey, yo, listen.
Yeah, but he's still, you know, like.
I was kind of surprised.
It's still some people that's just going, you know, they going back him.
I'm
just
surprised you don't have like a big homie to like a tall dude to walk around with you.
Listen, me.
But then
bro,
they
like,
won't want him to pay him.
Yeah, feel me.
And they don't
want
to do that shit.
No. Hey, right.
You can get someone to do it for the clout, getting into Rolling Loud type.
If I needed issues, right. Again, like if I needed like you know like a backup, there's like an array of people I call, right? Creep, right? Like I have a few people that I can call, but I don't need it, right? Like
Creep's your shooter.
No, right?
Creep the Guap Fiend is your
shooter? Right? Yes, right? Yes, Creep, right?
Wow.
Look, the Russell Mikey, right, has a video of me just walking around right, Rolling Loud, right? And there was like a solid like 10 minutes where it had to be at least like 100 people just was swarming us, asking me for a picture.
Really?
I was shocked.
It's good to hear.
I didn't know.
You big on a YouTube.
But Adam, I wasn't aware that No Jumper was that like to... Like, we're
you're
like...
Poetic Flocko.
No, but it was, like, more so, like, No Jumper, though, right? Like, we're, like, that big now, man, you feel me? But, do you feel like I go too far sometimes?
Well, not really, because you're a journalist. But all I'm telling you is to just be careful who you deal with. Mm. And just watch, you know, just be more cautious and don't be so friendly to be involved with people.
So who have you seen me around that like, you're, like, I don't know, that's kind of dangerous, Flocko.
Just anybody for the streets, period. It'd be certain people you be with. I'm not going to name them, but, you know.
Nah, come on. Like,
I'm not into that shit. That's what's different.
Man. They say he's a Crip plant.
Nah, man.
Nah, I don't think so. He might be like one of them Crips that work for the, you know, that got the contract with LAPD.
Mm.
They could have planted him.
Oh, I could see that, yeah.
Whoa, let's dive into that.
Because he gonna keep the controversy going or something for
So who are you talking to, man?
What about what?
When you say Derek Cripps, who got the contract with NYPD?
NYPD.
It's a, sorry, it's a, sorry. LAPD.
I was just saying in general, but I mean, you. Who, I mean, who's the most recent one? They said Big U.
Mm. All right. Now listen. Now again, I haven't heard nothing about it. But
I heard shit.
But what's your opinion, I guess, on like gang members like taking like the gang prevention, you know, like contracts? Because for me, it's like, listen, like to me, like that's not really snitching, right? Like you are getting paid millions of dollars to just do the same thing that you've been doing.
He said that he gets involved after somebody gets killed and tries to like intervene with the city or with the cops to like basically like cool off tensions. And if somebody gets killed and they got a little brother who's in a gang, they'll kind of like contact the little brother and try to discourage him from doing it or whatever.
Yeah, right. Like that's listen.
Yeah, or they using their status to pull up with the BlackBerry phone and ask everybody what's been going on.
So you buy into the WAC 100 theories about Big U?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, I would not say that is not possible. That shit is crazy, bro. I read the contract. Have the BlackBerry. You know, report everything that's happened. You know, that shit is weird. Just being honest, and it's just not even the individual he talking about. That's a lot of people probably doing that shit when you think about it. But what makes it bad is don't nobody know what they're really doing. Nobody know they got a contract with LAPD and it's a cell phone that you got to report what's going on in the community. Yeah, they always gonna have a story to cover it up.
I mean, like Loose Cannon's accusations are basically saying that he uses that contract as a cover for him to be this like criminal mastermind, which I haven't really seen any proof of that. But
I mean, but then you think about it, you know, I'm not even trying to, I ain't gonna get into all that, but then it is certain elements when you know certain people got to come talk to certain people when they, you know, come out here or some shit, you know, it'd be weird with certain individuals. But that shit is real though with the people that got these contracts with the police, bro. And they not telling nobody I'm getting this check from the police. They saying, oh, this is, what do you call that shit?
Gang prevention.
Yeah, but they saying they getting like a grant or something like that. Probably they saying some whole other shit. And you wondering why they got this BlackBerry.
They should give me money to stop hyping up gang violence.
Or listen.
Or they not giving it to stop. They not paying them to stop it, though. They paying them to, you know, I believe they doing a lot of shit, bro. I believe they be working with other people to knock certain people down. It get real deep. It really do about shit like that.
Listen though, all right. So what's your thoughts on my theory of instead of giving millions of dollars to gang members to stop gang violence, which again to me is a wild concept, why not say, okay, there are some promising kids in the hoods who are not joining gangs, who are going to college, who want to do better, right? You put this grant here for if a kid is leaving, like let's say like this hood, and he wants to go off to college and have the grades for it, let's send him to college and let's get him away from this shit, right? So hence the kids who don't want to improve, the kids who are already like in gangs and doing crime, do you?
But sending a couple kids to college and then like leaving all the killers back in the neighborhood, it's like they're still going to be doing all the same shit.
Hey, listen.
But it's about the old ladies and the kids that are getting hit, too. It's not about just like if gangbanging was just gangbangers killing each other, then you could understand maybe the cops like not caring that much. But there's a shitload of people get hurt in the crossfire.
And if somebody mama raised four hooligans, gang members who are no good for our community,
she had to raise them that way? They probably turned out that way.
Listen, if you birthed four niggas who is gangbanging and killing people, why the f*** do you deserve to live in a peaceful environment, right? You raised them bastards, right? Like, hey, man, hey, hell nah, my nigga.
That's what I'm saying.
Right?
Right? I mean, I guess.
Right?
Hey, you saying, like, if they participated in it, like FBG Duck, rest in peace.
But they're not all like that. Like, a lot of dudes I know who went on to become crazy-ass gang members or whatever have totally sweet parents that don't know shit, don't know a Crip from a Blood from a whatever. I mean, a lot of the parents are not complicit in this shit.
Sure.
Yeah, but a lot of them, yeah, because mine wasn't, I didn't do it around, when she was alive around her, but a lot of people, mamas, you'll be surprised. I mean, you seen the shit with Pop Smoke, the people that allegedly got it for that shit. I mean, not Pop Smoke, my bad. What's the dude's name?
Duck.
No, PNB Rock.
Oh, yeah, PNB Rock.
The people they allegedly got is a son and a dad. Wow.
No, facts. And now, though, okay, again, I'm not saying that they're 100% complicit, right? But if one kid go bad, it's cool. But you raise four kids, like, every nigga in your household became a gang member, and you somehow deserve to now live in a peaceful environment and be, hell nah, bro. Listen, f*** that, right? So, again, we take the kids out who are not really doing the function, who wants to get out, and now those kids now, as they improve, they come back and get their mama from out that place, right? Why? Like, the moms who raise productive kids usually get rewarded for it, right? The moms who raise fucked up kids should be in that hellhole, man. Feel me? But again, though.
Hellhole.
Again, though, man. I love everybody, crazy. Though, man. Feel me?
Hellhole.
Right?
Marco.
Yo, listen, though. My show about to start soon, like in 2 minutes.
All right.
So, you can talk.
Last minute thing? Well, I got a bunch of other shit, too, so I feel like.
Yeah.
But okay, what are your thoughts on the future of the big deal as a content creator? Like, do you think that he should get hired at No Jumper? Do you think he should go solo? Like, how much potential, like, from seeing his interviews and stuff, do you think that he has as somebody who's kind of got more of a resume than certain other people?
I'm gonna be honest. I think, like, once he get the, you know, if once somebody sit him down and say, this is how podcasting go, you know, like, this is the limit or whatever, just, you know, let him know the ropes. I think he got room to really be something, to be honest. I'm saying I think everybody should kind of start their own, if they allowed to start their own channel. But do I see him or should he get hired or something? Yeah, I mean, I think he, you know, play a good part. I don't see why not. He good on camera. Talk good.
Tough.
Yeah, you know, he really from the streets.
From the hoes love him.
But it ain't even that. It's just the way, you know, his camera personality.
Of course.
I think he'll fit, you know?
Now let's say this, that Big Deal has his own show and he invites you to come, let's say, once a week or twice a month, you know, will Milk be down for that?
I don't know, you know,
chicken.
I will have to see.
The real back on Fig?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yo, Adam.
Ben on
you
Fig.
You pull that off, man.
Yeah, Ben on Fig. Ben off Fig.
Don't be devious, man. If you pull off a Milk and Big Deal show on No Jumper once a week.
I mean, anything is possible, bro. Like, that would nothing be crazy. Nothing is out of the thing.
It's possible, Adam. Hey, listen, man. Hey, again, please, bro, don't blame. Hey, gang members, bro, don't blame me for pushing this. Milk, Big Deal, and Adam has their own thing going on.
It's nothing gang. See, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. A lot of people got to understand it. It's nothing be gang related. I'm on YouTube. I'm not even a gang member. I'm a YouTuber. This ain't got nothing to do. Every issue I had, I never went and got a gang for the issue.
Did you stop saying the 7.4 seconds thing for any kind of reason?
Because of my own reason, yeah. Because the same way I took Ish Milk 7.4 TV out. Yeah. Because once I thought about it, I'm like, if I do grow, this is going to stop certain people from even want to watch the channel, look at it, deal with it, because they feel like it's for 7.4. Now, the 7.4 seconds, I don't even really say get your mind right like that, like to a certain degree, because I don't want people to feel like it's just like you got to smoke to come on here. Yeah. But
I also figured you don't want to be lighting a blunt in the first like 10 seconds of a YouTube video in general.
That ain't it.
That's not a good idea. Monetization wise, yeah.
No, that ain't even
it. That makes every video a target.
Nah.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm telling you, the only reason I stopped doing that is just because it just became too much. The whole intro got chopped. And you never stay the same as you
grow.
You know, growing in this stuff. Yeah. You have, and if you do, you crash out, stay the same, really don't do nothing. So.
Well, and then also,
but nobody never told me you gotta stop saying that. That's just like that's another like rumor.
No, so also too though, so while on stream, I did bring on like a stopwatch, and I counted the 7.4 seconds, and it was like 5 seconds. You feel me? So I said, yeah, we got bamboozled. You feel me? They've been lying to us all along.
That's just the idea.
Yeah.
It probably used to be. It probably some videos, maybe it wasn't all the way. But it was, you know, right? It was just a thought. But nah, bro, you got to, at some point, I don't even want to mention getting your mind right in the beginning of the video. Because I just don't want it to be like you got to smoke or feel like you got to smoke to watch this shit.
Yeah.
You know, so it is what it is.
Look, though, all right. So now here's the last question, though. Well, the last question for me because he has more for you. But the rug controversy.
The who?
The orange rug controversy on La Back on Fig.
I wonder if the rug is back today.
Nah, I think it got took.
No.
I think it got repossessed.
Nah, come on, no.
Yeah.
Nah, because he was watching it, right? Because I see, like, in his TikTok.
Nah, bro. I guess.
If the book is gone?
You be seeing some crazy
That's
shit.
Crazy that me talking about it could, like, make him go dig the rug out of the trash and clean it.
Nah, I don't even think he got possession of it.
What?
It got took, I think. By the person that was there on that stream.
The back yet?
It is back.
Okay.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
They probably went and got a duplicate.
I was looking at my text in between, and I seen that somebody sent me a clip of something they said about it.
I don't know. I was just saying it was there, and it was left.
It's back.
Damn.
We got to get that thing.
Hey, man, listen, I felt filming like this was a productive conversation.
Me too.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel like y'all really had too much issues. You feel me? You know, I just feel you know, like it was misunderstandings. Hopefully, you feel me? Like, you know, like the relationships gets better as time goes on, you know?
I feel like we can do some great content together. And I have become a fan over the course of the past couple of years. I just don't watch the videos about me, but I watch the videos about people I don't like.
Facts.
So, you know, I've been subscribed for a long time. So,
nah, hell yeah. Yeah. You know, that's why I'm up here, really.
For sure.
That's why I came.
Oh, listen. And you should help him get a Vlad TV interview.
Oh, well, if you want, I could definitely mention it to him.
Yeah.
I know Vlad is kind of weird about interviewing people who are like,
absolutely.
Like he considers like if you're like just a YouTuber or a streamer.
Really?
But then I see him like being more open-minded because he interviewed FBG Butta, and FBG Butta is not like he's
but he'd be interviewing like regular people, but the thing with that too, I ain't went viral yet.
But he wants you to be attached to like a huge case or something a lot of times. Yeah.
Yeah, I understand all that.
Anybody was around Tupac.
We know Vlad.
You're in.
Gotta be like, then God just shot up or just got out of prison. But that's cool because that's what, you know, people want to see that shit. They don't want to see nothing.
Hmm.
Some people do, but, you know, people want to see that shit.
Yeah, man.
For sure. All right. Appreciate your milk. Much love. Thank you for coming through.
For sure.
Respect. Thank you to Flacco for setting shit up and for wearing a weed hoodie, even though he don't smoke weed.
Part two, though. Milk, big deal out.
I'm saying. I love this idea. It's a big deal. No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, TikTok, Patreon, Instagram. Like, comment, subscribe, nojumper.com if you want to support and watch Flacco's live podcast every Monday at approximately 6 p.m.
Yes.
Let's go.